This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, a big day for you as a reporter. You've covered these kind of presidential visits before. You have to go through a bit of bureaucracy in and of yourself to be able to be on site. Explain how that works for you. We'll start there.
Well, I mean, you have to submit for permission to be on site. We needed to do that earlier in the week by Wednesday, and then receive the final permission yesterday with the guidance of when we need to be there. And we need to set up several hours early in order to be there. And the absolute cutoff time is about an hour before the president speaks at the facility. He's scheduled to be there just before 5 o'clock, and it looks like he'll be there for about 90 minutes today overall.
Right. I know he's having a sit down in the Oval Office before he comes to Pittsburgh with Elon Musk to talk about Musk's last day and what happens to the Doge, part of what they created to oversee the budget and that. So in terms of people wanting to come, there's been some confusion. What do you know about the possibility of anyone who wants to attend?
I doubt that that's I don't think that's even possible at this point, but don't take my word for that officially. But I just know that for us to be there, unless for the general public, I don't think they can just show up at this. I think everyone needs to be vetted before they can be allowed to be on site. So I, if you've heard something that says that they could do that, that's something that I don't know about. So we'll just leave it at that.
Well, Paul and I really tried to research it, and if you had a registration site, nobody can seem to find it. Now, there are some of the workers, I'm sure, that have been invited to be there and stay, and potentially some of their family members. But at this point, we don't know if there is a process for a general public to be able to come and attend. That said, this is a really important...
So, because keep in mind, this is a steel mill, so it's not exactly going to a fairgrounds or something like this. It's a dangerous work site, so I doubt that they want a lot of the general public floating around their urban works.
And this is an opportunity that has been a long time coming for the folks of the Mon Valley. We talked last half hour to West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly. I don't know if you heard it. He was pretty emotional about what this day means to the community.
Yeah, and keep in mind how much support there was for this going back even since late 2023 when this was first announced, how many people in that area who were affected most by the struggles of the steel industry were looking forward for this day to come, because there was so much uncertainty about what would happen with U.S. Steel if this didn't go through. And from what we understand, it will involve substantial investment in the region by this quote-unquote partnership. And so a lot of people have really been pushing for this, even though the union leaders at the time were opposed to it. Many of the rank-and-file members who were not shy about being vocal in their support for this, no doubt, are going to be celebrating today.
All right, and we'll listen for your live reports coming up later this afternoon from the Irvin Works in West Mifflin, where President Donald Trump will discuss the partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel. David Ballarato, thank you, David.
Thanks, Larry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.